Your ability to persuade others is one of the most powerful resources you will ever discover. During this eye-opening podcast, you'll join Wayne Sutton as you uncover the secrets of influence based upon science and proven in the real world.
There's a number of ways of overcoming objections. Now, obviously, most people are looking for like word for word. Wayne, just give me the language pattern. Tell me exactly what to say. Well, what we are doing in persuasions, we're helping people find certainty and clarity in their own desires and hopefully linking that to our product, our service, our offer. So we want them to feel certain about us, have clarity about us, have confidence that we can get them where they want to go. So one of the ways of doing that when there's competition, is to make sure that they see us with clarity by maybe not seeing the competition the same way. For example, how certain are you that they, meaning the competition, how certain are you that they have the experience to get the best outcome for you? And listen to the tonality there. How certain are you that they had the best experience to get you the best outcome? How certain are you that a lower cost option will actually leave you more money in your pocket overall? How certain are you that selling your home without the use of a realtor will actually save you money? When you ask someone, how certain are they? It opens the possibility for an alternative course of action. How certain are you? Hey, I'm curious, how certain are you that thinking about this for another 7 days is going to change anything for the good? What we want to do is, when you're asking how certain are you, it presupposes uncertainty. You're challenging their position. You're asking them to commit to be certain on a point of view. Does that make sense? So then we want to shift back. So if I were to say, how certain are you? Hey, I'm curious, how certain of you that ABC competitor had the experience to get you the best outcome? Then I want to counter. The reason our clients keep coming back to us time and time again is not only our track record in maximizing what they're looking for, as well as having a team to navigate them through the whole process. That one of the things helping with now is helping people understand their offer, their sales process. So, example, if they're looking at your offer, whatever you're selling, and you're one of many, you have to distinguish yourself. And if you just say, hey, here's why we're different. Now, never say better. People don't want better. People want different. People want something new. People want novelty. Novelty is just like an attention focus grabbing, reality in the unconscious mind. If yours is better, if it is novel, if it is, okay? So you have to make sure, again, ethics above all things. But we're coming in here, we're saying, this is why we're different. So how certain are you, Mr. Prospect, that using the same material or the same protocol, how certain are you that using the outdated information from years ago are truly going to help you achieve your goals? The reason we use this new technology is this. And then we go into that. So I'll give you an example. I'm taking this multivitamin blend that I've been taking for years, okay? And now, the dietitian did not come to me and say, how certain are you, Wayne? She was a little more bold. And she was like, hey, look at these ingredients. Look at these ingredients. This, based on your gene structure, because we had gene testing done, your body isn't able to fully assimilate or to methylate these vitamins. In fact, this could be causing this other problem that you're having in your health. So when I saw that, she said, this is what I recommend because of the new technology. She had meant new technology, okay? This new technology allows the vitamins and minerals and so forth to be methylated, to be used in the body, and it can help with this problem. If she just said, hey, you're buying this wall. If you're buying these vitamins from Walmart, you need to be buying them from here. That's kind of, you know, I'm like, yeah, I get that. It sounds like a better quality. This wasn't a better quality. It was a new technology. Okay. This new technology here will actually cause your body to increase the number of active stem cells that are going through the bloodstream. Now, that's powerful, but to begin with that, you could say, have you considered how as we get older and older, it's like we begin to age. The skin isn't as elastic. The joints are not as flexible. Have you considered how that could be a decline in stem cell activity? Have you considered it? Then you can give them the data. So I want a consideration, then the data. So they start to consider it, they can fight that, they can resist it, they can believe it, they cannot believe it, but then you back it up with data. An example, I just read a PubMed study that said by age 40, we release as little as 40%. So 40, we're only releasing 40% of the active stem cells that we were as a child. So now, have you considered? I've given them the data to back it up. And the reason why I'm recommending this technology is it does this. And now we're bringing certainty and we're bringing novelty. Okay, kind of danced around a couple of different topics here. Okay, but I really want us to jump into this. Language is powerful. And so when we ask somebody, have you considered? Well, how certain are you? You can do it either way. How certain are you? Have you considered? Both of these are going to be extremely, extremely powerful. So that's the reason that people keep coming back to us time and time again, because of a proven track record in maximizing sales efficiency, helping people make more money, influence others, as well as the passion of what we're doing and where we're heading in the future. Could it be possible? Well, that's for another podcast. So here's what I want you to do, guys. I want you to jump over to Your Persuasion Coach, yourpersuasioncoach.com. Go through the articles, spend some time. If you're on that site, as of me recording this, which is March 23 of 2024, there is nothing you can buy. There's nothing that you can invest in at this point. I want you to go and fully just envelop in that. Sign up for our newsletter. There's nothing to buy. There's nothing to be sold there. We are fully booked up with our current clients at this time. Now, if you're listening to this podcast at a future date, maybe we'll have an opening, but right now we're fully booked up and we're happy with that. So go to yourpersuasioncoach.com and go through our articles, go through other podcasts, and be sure to sign up for our newsletter for more updates. Make it a great day.
Go to yourpersuasioncoach.com for more powerful resources on how to influence yourself, influence others, and impact the world.